Phytophthora infestations, the fungus that invades the potato plant and causes its rapid decay, struck for the first time in the eastern United States in the summer of 1843. The invisible fungus spores were transported to Belgium in a cargo of an apparently healthy potato. And in the summer of 1845, the fungus revived and reproduced, devastating the potato crop in Flanders, Normandy, Holland, and southern England. By 1845, the blight was recorded at the Dublin Botanical Gardens, and a week later, a total failure of the crop was reported in County Fermanagh. By October, there was panic in the west of Ireland as the blight destroyed healthy potatoes harvested in August. In 1845, the blight had been localized and variegated, but from early reports in 1846, it was obvious that blight had affected the potato crop throughout Ireland. While it had been difficult to obtain an accurate estimate of the damage caused by the blight in 1845, as its appearance was spread over a number of months, in 1846, the destruction of the potato crop was as rapid as it was comprehensive. The nutritionist potato had been the mainstay of the agricultural laborers and the cotter class, laborers that live in cottages, and dominated the diets of at least two-thirds of the population. No other country in Europe depended upon the potato as extensively as Ireland. When the blight hit the first year, it was a disaster for those who depended upon the potato. When the blight returned in the following years, it meant death for many who were already living precariously at subsistence level, and emigration for those who had the resources to flee disease, death, and poverty. It was a famine, yes, and it was a disaster of major proportions, even allowing for statistical uncertainty as to its estimated effect on mortality. Yet the famine occurred in a country that, despite concurrent economic problems, was at the center of a still-growing empire and an integral part of the acknowledged workshop of the world. There's no doubt that despite a short-term cyclical depression, the resources of the United Kingdom could have either completely or largely mitigated the consequences of consecutive years of potato blight in Ireland without much effort. Within Ireland itself, there were substantial resources of food that, had the political will existed, could have been diverted, even as a short-term measure to feed the starving people. The policy of closing ports during periods of shortages in order to keep homegrown food for domestic consumption had, on previous occasions, proved to be very effective in staving off famine within Ireland. During the crisis of 1782-84, an embargo was placed on the export of foodstuff from the country. The outcome of this humanitarian and very imaginative policy was very successful. The years 1782-84 are barely remembered as years of distress. By refusing to allow a similar policy to be adopted in 46 and 47, the British government ensured that what had become known as Black 47 was indelibly associated with suffering, famine, morbidity, mortality, emigration, and to a great extent, misrule, human abuse, human rights violations, and all-out genocide.
There were three genocides in Ireland. There was one under Elizabeth I, in which half the population was wiped out, and that was the illegitimate daughter of Henry VIII.
Correct.
A second one under Cromwell, to hell or Connaught. And then the one of 1845-1850,
Oliver Cromwell, the Calvinist, who took over.
Correct. Yes. And then the last one was with the so-called potato famine.
You see, in some locations, over 30% of the population had perished. A population approaching 9 million dramatically decreased. But was it all due to a fungus? Was it all due to potatoes? Or was there something more sinister at foot? The 1841 census showed that there were over 8 million people living in the four provinces of Connacht, Leinster, Munster, and Ulster. Only 40 years later, at the 1881 census, the figure had fallen by over 3 million to a little over 5 million people. 37% fewer people. The number continued to fall, and by 1926, 4.25 million people lived there. Ireland, like many other locations around the globe, was no stranger to natural disasters. The Great Frost of 1740-1741, Béilean an Eich, or the Year of Slaughter, was a period of unusually cold weather that lasted from December 1739 to September 1741. It was an event that affected the whole of Europe, though seemed to have its worst effects in Ireland and Northern England and Scotland. Deep frosts only occurred during the winter months, but there was little real respite afterwards, as the spring and summer weather was unusually cold and dry, leading to the death of livestock and the failure of crops. Therefore, the inability to prepare for a second unusually cold winter. Records are still scant, the population size only an estimate, but estimations were that up to 38% of the population had died.